Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello and welcome to Made by Mamas, the podcast. I'm Zoe.
And I'm Georgia.
And we're here talking all things parenthood. You know, the real conversations.
Tips and tricks.
Products we love.
And brands we can't live without.
Let's get into it. We wish you a Merry Christmas. Well,
not quite,
I don't know about
so.
You. Are you sick of it yet, or are you all right?
I'm all right. I can't be sick of it yet. My goodness, no.
Would you love
not.
It?
I love it. Yeah, I love it. Absolutely. I mean, I try not to get into it too early. I think that's probably the secret. I've probably start feeling festive from next week, the 12th of December. Then I've got 12 days before to feel festive.
There's a song about that, isn't there?
There is. I don't know
the
what it is.
12 days of Christmas or
on
something.
The 12th day of Christmas.
Day of Christmas. There we go. Love
That's
me.
Right. Yeah.
Well, I feel like I've had enough, but I think it's because Heart turned on Christmas around the 20th of November.
That's what
so
I'm saying.
So I've been playing Mariah Carey for, you know, a good couple of weeks now. And I'm just thinking, I don't want to hear another Christmas song. No, do you know what? I think what it is, it's actually fear, because people keep saying to me, you're sorted for Christmas. And I go, what part do you mean? And then they go, you know, have you got all your presents done? Are you wrapping? And I'm like, fuck no.
I'm sorry. People who do their wrapping, right, have bought all their presents and have wrapped everything before December, I genuinely think they need to go and live somewhere else in a little camp together, because they shouldn't be let out in the real world.
If you're listening to the podcast, we love you. You can stay.
We love
fine.
You, but you can go and live in this strange camp where you're really organised, because that is scary to me. That's really scary.
Isn't it? But also, I worry about wrapping presents and leaving them somewhere, because the kids, the minute I take them out of the Amazon boxes, the kids are going to be all over them.
Yeah. Do you know what, actually? This is like a little warning for everybody. If you order something from Argos, okay, make sure you are not with your kids when you collect it, because they don't bring it out in a box or a bag. They just bring the thing to you, like literally, because Axel was off school last week and I had to go and collect something. And I was like, oh God, I have to collect it, because otherwise, you know, they send it back or whatever they do, they refund you. And I thought, oh, I'd be fine, I'll go and collect it. And they started walking towards me with his Nintendo, and I was just like shaking my head, like literally just shaking my head at the woman, like, no.
Why did you do that?
I know. And it's, luckily she grasped what I was doing and turned around and went and put it back. That must have happened to so many people, especially if you've got like a little one who's not at school or nursery very often. They're with you most of the time. Yeah. They'll definitely see it. So there we go. Absolute word of warning. Yeah, do not do that. Go by yourself to collect. Yeah, Jesus.
Well, this time, like, you know, when everyone's listening to this podcast, it'll be Friday, and we will have done our very first live podcast event. So actually, I'm really grateful that we're not recording it on the morning after, because we are going to be hanging out of our asses at that point. We're out in Soho afterwards. No, I'm so, what a brilliant what a brilliant kind of build up. We've obviously been working on this for a really, really long time. And we're recording a couple of days ahead. So actually, we haven't done the event yet, but we're just, it's a bit squeaky bum time, isn't it? And there's a bit of nervous energy going around. George is not feeling 100% as well. So we're just like, we're pulling together now, aren't we?
Yeah, we are. It's weird because I think as soon as we have like a week countdown to it, I think our producer said to us, oh, next week. Then you're suddenly like, oh my God, we're actually doing this. Mm. And it's next week. Anyway, there's no going back. We're really excited.
Yeah, it's going to be amazing.
Yeah, exactly. And the next episode, you'll get to find out how it was.
Oh, yeah, we'll tell you in that those that couldn't make it. And obviously, we just want to say as well, if you couldn't get tickets through, you know, various reasons, I know that people have got Christmas parties, can't get childcare, live too far away. We are going to be doing a tour, as we keep saying, next year. So we'll be coming to a city near you. So never fear. Now, we are going to do our Q&A today on Christmas and the festive period, how you're feeling, you know, are you ready, things that you're stressing out about, things that you're looking forward to. There have been loads and loads of questions. George, you want to kick us off?
I'm going to kick us off with this one, and this has come up quite a lot. In-laws, how to cope.
Yeah. Well, where are you going to be for Christmas Day?
I'm actually going to be with my in-laws on Christmas Day. I'm going to be at James's sister's. What we do every year is we alternate. So we do 1 year with my family, 1 year with James's family, and then we'll go to see the other family on Boxing Day.
Okay.
So James has got three sisters and they've all got kids. So I think there's actually 17 of us.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah. So that day for us is like all about the kids. So we, I mean, there really wouldn't be time for any like controversy or, do you know what I mean? Like that literally there really wouldn't be, because we just focus on the children and making it really nice for them. Yeah. And I'm guessing like to whoever sent this question in, you probably do have children. Yeah. It's not even just been one. There's probably about four or five people have sent it in. You probably are going to have children. And I think maybe what you need to do for the sake of Christmas Day is just focus on making it as special as possible for the kids, and then planning something on another day that feels maybe for you and your partner. If there are issues with the in-laws, I think it's one of those things where I guess you have to just try and put it aside for that day and make focus on the good parts. So whether that's the kids, whether that's the cooking, whatever it is, like focus on the positives. And then, yeah, what would you say?
It is tricky. I think I always think that going for a walk, I know it sounds like a very simple thing to do, but even if you can step out of the house for 15 minutes, like Georgia said, take the kids with you, go for a little run around in the garden. For me, Christmas Day with the in-laws is a pressure cooker. It's a pressure cooker situation where it's always really hot in the house. The kids are like losing their shit because they're sugared off their nut from early doors. There's something going on in the kitchen. It's usually too many people in one space. Like it is a stressful environment. So I always say to people, if you can get out the house, grab the kids and be like, we're just going for a walk. We'll be back in 20 minutes. It always helps putting space between situations. If you can't do that, into another room.
Take yourself into another room
and just do what Georgia said. Focus on the children. It's one day. Mm. The worst thing that you can think of is having a blazing row on Christmas Day. It's happened to me once where my mother and Doz's mum, suddenly it was like a scene from EastEnders. It was going on in the kitchen. Next door, don't you give me the evil eye. You need to get away from it. I was thinking, oh, Jesus Christ. It's like having Peggy Mitchell next door. Do you know what I mean? Like, it was a very stressful situation for me. And I just went in and was just like, right, Mum, you're in this room with me. Right, Mary, you're going to that. It was just not an ideal situation, but we managed to pull it round. So I have been there.
Yeah, and in all seriousness, like it is, like you've just said, it is actually just one day. And I think we put so much pressure on having like the best day on that particular day. And you know what? Like if you've got a family that maybe find it quite tricky to be around each other, it is literally just one day, and then plan something else on another day.
In and
out. It's going to be really enjoyable for you. You don't need to put so much pressure on having the best day.
Plus also all this like seeing each other for days and days and days on end. Just remember, in-laws and family members are like a good piece of fish. They go off after 2 days. In and out, kids. What are your plans for Christmas? You're going to be at James's sister's.
So we're at James's sister's on Christmas Day, and then, and actually on Christmas Eve, we're at my auntie's with my family, and then Boxing Day, we go back there. And we will have Christmas Day on Boxing Day with my family, because Axel and Gigi are the only young kids. So on Christmas Day, like my auntie and uncle and my cousins and my mum and dad and stuff, they'll just have like, I don't know, another day. It won't be Christmas Day for them.
Right. Christmas Day. Okay.
So, yeah, so that's what we'll be doing. I really enjoy Christmas. Because obviously I've lived away from my family since I was, 20? And so Christmas Day for us has always literally been them coming to see us, or like rushing about because James has got training the next day or whatever it is. And now it just doesn't feel like that. It's just, I really enjoy it now. So I do too. Where are you?
I love it. Well, I'm on the countdown to Kenya. I just can't wait to go and see my mum. I am dying to give her a cuddle. She's going through so much at the moment with her breast cancer diagnosis, and now there's something up with her colon, and she's had just in hospital now, and I'm just really worried and frightened, and I want to just be with her. So I'm trying to be as brave as possible, but I keep bursting into tears and thinking the worst. But I think once I see her, the horror will sort of start to fade slightly. You know, the cancer in the breast cancer is, you know, is the best sort of result because it's stage two. They caught it early. She's having her lumpectomy actually today, the day the podcast goes out, Friday. So I'll be thinking of her. She's having, you know, another kind of minor operation in the next couple of days as well. So we're all there with her. She's just really far away. So I cannot wait to go be with her, look after her, whatever sort of state she's in. We're all going to be together. I'm going to get to have Christmas with my sister for the first time in 10 years because her and her husband are going to be there as well with my sister's stepson Luca, so the kid's cousin, and they all get on really well. So there'll be four kids, lots of lovely adults around. I've got a whole group of friends that live out there that stayed out there, and so it's always a really fun social time, lots of beach days and lots of alcohol. I'll be drunk a lot.
It's so nice. Actually, do you know what, that leads us into another question, and these are obviously aimed at you, Zoe. What are your tips for a step family on Christmas, like at Christmas? I guess it's maybe slightly different for you because are you taking Isla with you?
Yes. So we alternate Christmases. So last year she was with her mum, this year we've got her. That's why we're waiting till the 23rd, because we've got to wait for her to get back from her family holiday that she's having with her mum. My tips, I always try and think about Laura, and that's Isla's mum. And if we've got Isla, because if it was the other way around and I was watching my daughter on holiday with her stepmom and I wasn't with her, I think I'd find it really difficult. You know, and it's the same when Isla's not with Dozza, it's very difficult. So we always start the day, you know, FaceTiming Laura and making sure that she's, you know, a part of the day at various points if Isla wants to chat to her. I always, like when I went to Bicester this week, I bought Laura a present from Isla, and so that Isla can now take it and give it to her on Christmas Day from her, not from us, so that, you know, I just want everything to be okay.
Yeah, because it must be
such
different.
A soft touch, aren't
it's
I?
It's difficult, isn't it? Because I always know, I think about it and I think, like, what's the best scenario? Like, even if you're both in the same country, what do you do? Like, do you wake up with one parent and then go to the others in the afternoon? Yeah. Like, what's the ideal? I don't know.
So that normally happens with, so for example, my sister's stepson, he wakes up with them and then goes to his mum's. And I know that my other friend, you know, SJ and Ben, that also happens there. So they'll kind of split the festive period. But at the end of the day, one parent is going to have to say goodbye to their child Christmas Day. And that's really, really difficult. We've always worked it over the periods because Isla lives, you know, Isla's got family home in Barbados. You know, her mum wants her for 2 weeks to take her there, and then we have her for 2 weeks. So we do it slightly differently.
Yeah. And I guess then you get quality time. And rather than the child having to move to different places. I don't know. Like, obviously I haven't been through it, but I do think about it and think, like, I don't know what the best outcome would be. But I guess if everybody's just focusing on making it as magical as possible for the child, then it's going
to
be great.
And Isla is so close to my mum. They are little best mates. So she cannot wait to get out there and see the troop of monkeys and, you know, hang out with the plated lizard that lives under the fridge and all that kind of stuff, and see her chicken, who we thought was a hen, was like laying eggs, but actually it's a cockerel. So that's going to be an interesting one to explain to her. It's not actually able to lay eggs because it's a bloke. So there's all these magical things. Isla feels is very part of it. She's like an integral part of the family. So yeah, I think to this person, my tips are just make sure that they have the most special day, and it's not really about you.
Yeah, no, so true.
Yeah. What are your food traditions? Also, what is your idea of an acceptable kids' present budget? That's from Rach.
Right. Should we start on the acceptable kids' present budget?
Yeah.
Because okay. I don't really have one. If I'm like at the moment, I don't have like a budget in mind when I'm buying for the kids.
Do you not?
No, because at the moment they have no idea of the concept of what things cost. So for instance, this year, like Axel will have a Nintendo, which is like £300, but I don't then need to go and spend £300 on Gigi. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, I don't do it like that because I think until they, until they maybe like 11 or 12 and they're like, oh, such and such had a pair of £100 trainers and I've only got this or whatever. I'm not buying him things for buying things sake.
Sure.
If that makes sense. And I think as long as I do that, and the same with Gigi, like I'm probably spending, I don't know how much I'm spending on Gigi, but it will be nowhere near what I'm spending on Axel at the moment, just because that's not what she wants or needs. At the moment. So her budget's a lot smaller than his. And maybe next year it might be the other way around. Like she might want something that's a bit more expensive.
Yeah.
So I don't really I just don't go mad. I just sort of...
And that is, yeah, I think it's really important to budget over the festive period because it just gets really ridiculous. And there's just, can I have that? They're turning on the telly going, can I have one of those? Can I have one of those? And it's just consumerism. And you're just, you feel the pressure. Some kids got X, Y, and Z, and you know that you can't afford that. So I think you need to really, really have a look at what you can afford. You know, what can you do? Stick to it. There's really creative ways of like savings as well by using things like Facebook Marketplace. I think it's a really fantastic time over Christmas. I did everything for Luna's fourth birthday from Facebook Marketplace and saved fortunes and felt really good about the planet. I went way too overboard last year at Christmas. Like I spent like 800 quid or something on the kids. And I was like, no, it's way too much. They just were opening presents and flinging them on the floor. And I actually felt a bit shit. So this year I've set a budget of 500 of everything, as in that includes all the stocking filler presents, everything like that. I'm just doing it all for 500 and I'm going to stick to it.
And how do you like divide that out? Do you know what I mean? Is it like...
Yeah. So the kids got 120 pounds. So the kids got, Luna and Kit got a new Amazon Fire, which I got in the Black Friday sales, which worked out to be £70, reduced from 120.
Yeah.
Isla got a smartwatch, which was 130, including the SIM. And then so that we can chat to her when she's at her mum's. I told you. And then I got some like slime and a fashion kit for Luna, and then I got a football kit, a football and something else, and then the rest goes on their stocking fillers.
Yeah.
And that worked out about right, and that was it. That's it. That's a lot.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. That is a lot. Like, I think without Axel's Nintendo, I probably don't, you know what I mean? That was just a thing we're going to buy once, and then we're not going to buy it again, are we, for like years and years. Gigi's presents, I got her two Barbies for 15 quid.
Yeah, brilliant. Well done.
Like, a fake Dyson hairdryer, and that was £16. Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. You don't have to, especially when they're little, you really don't need to go
seriously
wild.
Don't.
You can get so much for not spend a lot.
We're saying that now. I mean, you just get carried. And that's the thing. I think we just stress again. Just do not get carried away. Just do what you can afford.
No. Yeah, exactly. And they don't remember. I mean, like, do you remember what you got for Christmas when you were six? Like, I don't.
No. Sylvanian families, probably. I was obsessed with them.
Oh my God. They're actually really expensive, by the way.
I know.
They really are. Because I looked at them for Gigi and I was like, £50 for the camper van or whatever. I was like, probably not. No thanks.
What are you buying the men in your life this Christmas? I need some info, please. That's from Laura.
Do you know what? This is boring. We're not buying each other stuff. I know we're not going to buy it because there really isn't anything. Like, we've treated ourselves quite a bit this year, like with trips away and like weekends away and like massages, you know, things like that. We've done a lot of those sorts of things, and we've got quite a lot of like really nice dinners planned in December. And So we're just not going to, unless there is something that comes up between now and then that I think, yep, oh, James would really love that, then we're just not going, like, we're literally just not going to do it. What are you getting?
Yeah, I think, well, I got Dozza a gorgeous, gorgeous shearling coat, which he wanted, and I got it at Bicester, and it was massively, massively discounted, as in like 60% off, because it was from Bicester. So I got it for a bit of a steal. I would never have been able to done it otherwise. But I think things that were on the list, if your guys are into training, like Under Armour do some amazing bits and pieces. So I saw all this at Bicester, because I was there this week. And I just couldn't get over the discount. So I think bits for training are always a really good idea. I was thinking about, but again, it's quite a big cost, doing this ice tank. There's this amazing, amazing thing called the Ice Tribe. Have a look on Instagram. They do these incredible ice baths that go in the garden, yeah, and they have a filter on them. They have a cover and a headrest. And it's basically because Doz is into his cold water training. So I was going to do that, but actually it just was too much in the end.
I think experiences, like if you're stuck on what to buy someone and you really need, like, it's the done thing, like you have to buy each other something, I would do like an experience, like whenever I'm stuck,
driving day or something,
or like, oh, book of like their favorite restaurant, or book, like, I don't know, something to do. I think like the older you get, and I think when you buy yourself your own things, I don't know, I appreciate like experiences more than I do actual things now.
If in doubt, Selfridges vouchers are always a really good idea, because then they can go off and go,
buy something.
Selfridges up north, they've got Selfridges in, they've got it, they can
order
just go
online,
and treat,
exactly.
Order online, they can just go and treat themselves if they're really, really tricky. Also, like a really nice, I know it sounds ridiculous, but like Calvin's, a packet of four
pants.
Calvin's.
Oh my God, you can't go wrong with pants. Because also, I don't know about Dozza, but James will literally, I think James has probably got pants from like 10 years ago, still in his drawer. And I'm like,
holy or not?
Just buy yourself, like, he just doesn't do that kind of thing.
Yeah.
You buy himself, like, I know, a Celine t-shirt from somewhere or the other.
Wow, so fabby.
But he won't buy himself some pants, so.
Also, I think a nice wash bag's a really nice idea. Ted Baker do some really nice ones. What we're going to do, we'll do a men's gifting guide.
Yeah,
we'll put
it
on Instagram.
But men are tricky.
We'll be right back after this short break.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Welcome back to this episode of Made by Mamas. Now, where were we?
How to cope with toddler overwhelm, overstimulation, like at Christmas.
God, they don't have a clue what's going on.
I know. And it is overwhelming. Was it you who did this? I can't remember if it was a friend. And I think especially if you've got like a big family or like a big group of friends, and they all drop the presents off before Christmas, and there's like just so much to give them, like it's just ridiculous. I can't remember if it was you or another friend. They said they literally just hold everything back and just give them like one present in the morning, and then like when they stopped playing with that, they'll give them another one. And it could literally go on for like 10 days. Because this year, especially, like, because Christmas falls on the weekend, so many of us are going to be off for, you know, a full week the next week.
Yeah.
And then going into the next weekend. So it's a lot of days. So you could almost spread out like the present giving, especially. Yeah. And then also what I would say is in terms of like food for toddlers and things like that, they can't, like, you know how we could maybe just wake up and have like a bit of breakfast and then not eat until like 4 o'clock in the afternoon or whenever you have Christmas lunch. They can't really do that because that would send them wild. So I would just make sure you've got like little snacks in, like, prepped that they could maybe have like at 11 or 12. Just remember, like, they've not got the same concept of, oh, we're going to have this massive Christmas dinner like in an hour. If they're hungry, they're still going to be hungry. I guess just bear that in mind.
Yeah. It's a bit like having a really, really, really drunk person around. Yeah. They just don't have a clue what's going on. It's exactly the same as having a toddler.
Yeah.
So just remember, like, you know what? It's just another day for them. Mm. So, you know, I think just bear that in mind. But the worst thing that can happen is that they get over-sugared, over-tired, over-presented, and then you've got absolute car crash heading in your direction.
Exactly.
That is a nightmare, isn't it?
I was going to say, and if that, like, you have to put them in front of a film for like a couple of hours or give them iPad time in their room for a couple, you know, whatever. Just do it because they are going to need the downtime.
Yeah, totally.
For sure.
So Christmas Day traditions, I guess we've sort of spoken about. Sam wants to know if there's anything that we kind of specifically do on Christmas Day, like when do you open your presents? When do you eat your food? What do you have for your breakfast? That type of thing.
Mine's pretty standard, I think. We just, like, we open our presents in the morning usually. Like, well, not if I'm with my family, it's just like your immediate family, like who you wake up with. And then we'll have usually like smoked salmon, scrambled eggs, whatever for breakfast.
Nice.
And some Bucks Fizz.
Always.
And then we have lunch. You know what? We eat lunch so late in my house. We actually once had Christmas dinner at 11 p.m. because my mum, I think I've said this before, my mum and auntie get so drunk and so overexcited and so like just the day just runs away with them that they just talk and forget to cook, basically. So in terms of timing, I don't know is the answer. It could be 4 o'clock, it could be 3 o'clock, it could be 11 p.m. I remember James coming for like the first Christmas at my auntie's house and he was like, it's 9 o'clock, like we haven't eaten yet. And I'm like, like they've probably not even put the meat in yet, I'm not gonna lie, like that's just the way it is. But now we've got kids, we're a little bit more sensible, so what's your
for a moment, and then you're like, you get giddy and excited, and why not, it's Christmas Day. Well, when we were growing up, we used to have to wait until after lunch to open any of the presents.
What, even Santa presents?
No, Santa presents, obviously you could do those in the morning when you wake up, but the big, like the family presents, it was all a bit like, it was lovely and relaxed, but it was a bit weird that we had to wait. And I remember, and then we used to have to do this thing called Bloody Postman, where we had to go around and deliver the presents one by one.
We do that.
No, fuck that. Say,
yeah, we do that after lunch, whenever that is. We like do all the, you know, the other presents, and it's one by one, and we have to sit and watch each person open individual presents.
The pressure. I feel like Rachel from Friends. In my head, I'm screaming to find a gift receipt.
Yeah, it can be hours and hours. And you're still, I actually enjoy that though. I do quite like watching people open things.
Oh my God, of course you do. Yeah. You're literally taking it all in second by second, just analysing their face. What do they like? Do they not like it? So now it's very, very chilled. And it doesn't involve, I mean, like since my mum's has been with her, I say new partner, they've been together 8 years. They now have, we now have turkey on Christmas Day, but we never had it before.
Not the
African Christmases, because it's like 35 degrees, so you're just gagging for like something cool. But now Tim loves his meat, so there's always turkey now, which is quite nice in a way. Doz is happy about that. We will be in the pool just getting drunk.
Lovely. I mean, it's weird, isn't it? Because, yeah, why would you eat turkey when it's boiling
35
hot?
Degrees.
Yeah. But somehow you feel like you have to.
There's always a lovely get-together on the beach as well with all the other, like the neighbours, like pop down to the beach on Christmas Day in the afternoon, like later on when the sun's going down, to have sundowners, and that's always really lovely. Everyone gets together for that, so I'll be thinking of you all whilst I'm doing that. But I do, there is something about having a lovely Christmas, because I, you know, there were Christmases where I was in the UK and that, like, it was cold and we were wrapping up by a fire, and that was, you know, going for nice, like, Boxing Day walks and stuff. It's very different now.
Yeah. Yeah. It's weird because I would definitely go and spend Christmas in the sun, but James just has, I don't know, he just wouldn't do it. It's weird, isn't it? Mm. I'm all up for a bit of change.
You know where I am.
Yeah. This, do you know what? This is a really interesting one. I'm a paramedic working shifts over the whole festive season with a 2-year-old and a struggling relationship. How do I deal with the FOMO?
Oh, God.
That's really hard, actually, because we're talking, with me, I've been talking about having lots of time off and filling the days and how to manage that. But actually, the reality for so many people, they'll be working, you know, they'll be working over Christmas. And
it's really hard.
Yeah, it's really hard. But I think it's this whole thing of society putting so much, like, pressure
and expectation
one day or two, you know, couple of days. And the reality is often so different. Like, it's not always the best day in the world. And I think you have to just make those times when you can. Like, if you're not there and you're at work, just remember you're doing an incredible thing. And when you are off, then, you know, make some time, especially with a toddler. They actually don't know the difference between Christmas
Day
and a normal day.
It's more about her. I mean, I feel for her. Like, well, I've worked shift my whole life, yeah. So I get it. You know, I've been on radio on Christmas Day before and I've missed out on things. And, you know, I really, really, really understand that deep pain that you go through where you just want a normal life, but you know the job you're doing fulfills you, and it's such an incredible thing. It's a really hard battle. It's a real sort of turmoil internal, I think. But I agree with George. I think you're going to have to put your big boy pants on, know that the job that you're doing, you're saving lives, and we couldn't do it without you. We're all going to be toasting you and thinking about you on Christmas Day because you're an absolute legend. And the times that you do get, you know, they will be extra special.
Yeah. Exactly. And that's what I mean. At two, they, you know, your little one is not going to know the difference between the days. So you can, like, create, a lovely day when you're off.
Yes.
I would just focus on, like, that. But it is hard, I can imagine.
Yeah, really hard. Stephanie says, Chips were travelling with a 6-month-old. First time he's going to be on a plane.
Six months. Old.
They're not walking.
I was going to say, if they're crawling and moving, then it's a whole different ball game. Because travelling with a newborn is actually pretty easy when they don't move.
It can be, totally.
When they don't move, it's actually way better than when they're a year old. 6 months, if they're not moving. I mean, they'll probably be eating, so definitely snacks. And also, have you seen those things that you can stick on, like, to the windows, and, like, they're, like, on these little suction things, you can stick them on a plane, and it's almost like creating a busy board, but you just have them in your bag and you just stick them on, like, the back of the seat or on the window, and they'll, like, spin, and they'll, like, basically, like, activities for them to do. I'll post a link on Instagram, but I think those sorts of things are really good for 6-month-old babies because they don't require them moving. They're not going to sit and watch an iPad at 6 months old. They're not going to sit and do colouring or play with toys.
Yeah, exactly. Don't forget, just bring like a tote bag, something that you can, like a shoulder bag that you can sling over, just fill it with toys. Their favourite toys, all of those like squishy books and annoying like rattles that people hate when they're sitting next to you, but who gives a shit, because you've got to keep your 6-month-old entertained. I took Luna to Dubai when she was 6 months old. So she was born in September. We went in the March. Yeah, so it's about the same. And actually, I just tried to break it up into shifts. So it was like, this half an hour, we're going to sit down and do this. And then I'm going to go for a walk up and down the plane. And I'm going to get some lovely air stewardess who's like, oh, isn't she cute? And we're going to have a little chat. And then I'll go back to my seat. Like, I just took it in chunks. I don't know how far you're flying. But yeah, like Georgia said, preparation is key. Snacks, their favourite toys.
And
just
dig
in.
And hopefully they're not moving yet.
And they might sleep. They'll sleep on you.
Yeah, if they're not moving yet, I think that does really help.
Yes. Right, should we just do one more?
Yeah, let's do one more. Oh, this is really interesting here, actually. How to distance from routine yearly catch-up with old friends who invite you to things. So I think this person is basically saying that every year, I don't know, I do it sometimes with my mates, it's like, it's Christmas, we have to see each other. We need to do something. It's Christmas. And then actually you end up with a December filled with catching up with people that you haven't seen all year and feeling really busy.
I don't do that. I don't do any of that. I mean, I'm actually the quietest I've been for a really long time on purpose. Like, everyone's like, oh, it's silly season, you're not out every night. And I'm like, nope, just turning things down left, right and center. I just, all I want to do is be with my family, hibernate, you know, have chill, get myself ready, be quiet, you know, I can't. Yeah. My advice is always, I mean, you can't be honest and be like, I just want to phase you out. But get ahead early, you know, very upfront with it. What do we say? That a quick no.
A quick no is as good as a yes.
Is as good as a yes. So it's like, I'm really, really sorry. This period's really busy for me for X, Y, and Z reasons, but let's catch up in the new year. And then come new year. Nothing.
Do you know what I was going to say? I was actually going to say, if you do, like, if these are people you do actually want to see, like, for instance, I've just been away on a girls' weekend with my, like, my schoolmates, and we always have a Christmas night out, but we decided to, you know, make it a bit longer this year.
Yep.
But we could do that anytime, but we just think because it's Christmas, we have to do something. So I can turn around to them and say, you know what? Let's not do December. We've got kids. We're all going to flipping all these nativities and all this stuff. Let's catch up in February.
Yeah.
When, you know, when things are, you know, are less chaotic. Like, I think a lot of people will actually appreciate that. Like, appreciate going, let's not catch up now. I've got this on, I've got that on, so have you. Let's do it in the new year. Let's do it another time. And then I think you will actually enjoy the festive period more if you're not, like, going to things that are just going to overwhelm you.
You don't want to go to at all, hanging out with people that you don't want to hang out with.
Yeah, if you want to phase people out, then I just keep going, let's get a date in never.
Thing is that I would always say, be honest, but I just don't think you can say to people,
no, you can't.
Do you know what? I don't really want you in my life anymore.
How do you do that? Like, honestly, how do you do that?
No, I don't think
what
you can.
What do you do? Just like ghost them? I don't think
you can ghost. You can't ghost
to
me.
What do you do then? What do you do if, like, you've got a group of friends who you've known since you were two, you've got nothing in common with them anymore, you don't really want to see them, what do you do?
The part of me that loves the communication and the honesty would write a message and be like, look, guys, it's been a wild ride, but quite frankly, I've got new friends who I like more now, so I'm just going to be focusing on them this festive period. Good luck and goodbye. But I'm not sure how that would go down. So I think potentially it's just about bumping, and then soon they'll get them
phasing out.
It's a phasing out situation.
Basically, what I would do is I would change my number, move house, emigrate, and come off all social media. There we go. That's how
there
to phase
you go, guys.
Up.
There you go, guys. Thanks for us for all advice around relationships and friendships. And we'll be here for you.
We're the best.
Yeah, we are. Right. Well, that wraps us up for this week. Thank you so much for sending in all of your questions. We are here anytime. We know how stressful Christmas can be. So just if you just feel like moaning, dumping, whatever, just send us a message. And as always, please rate, review, subscribe, and give the podcast a little follow as well. That'd be great.
Yeah, please do. And we are planning all of our episodes for next year, so if you've got any suggestions for topics, like, or just anything you'd like us to do on the podcast, whether that be like a weekly segment, any feedback, now is the time to send it in, because we are in planning mode. You can either drop us a DM on Instagram at Made by Mummers, and we'll be back on Tuesday.
Made by Mummers is an Insanity podcast production, and today's episode was produced by the lovely Charlotte Mason.
Insanity Group.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.